by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Add your wisdom and truth to this word as we speak it today, Lord. Let this revelation go into hot, fertile soil, and let us reproduce it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Living by and knowing the Holy Spirit, we started last week. We're going to hook up where we derailed last week. And would you turn in your Bible to Romans chapter 8, and let's look at verse 5. We're talking about getting to be intimate and having an intimate awareness of the Spirit of God living in us. Amen? One is called alongside of us to be closer than a brother. He's, as a Christian man or a woman, you have been endued with power from on high, and His name is the Holy Spirit, and He's going to be with you 24/7, and He's going to remind you of everything Jesus said. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to go to the internet. You don't have to go to all these, those tools are great, but you ever notice when God gives you something and you're not even thinking about it, and all of a sudden, boom, He just puts it in there, gives you the answer to the problem? Wow. Amen. We got to recognize the Holy Spirit when He does that. Amen. We got to honor Him like we were talking about earlier, right? Receiving the communion elements, it honors God when you know what that's about and you're receiving that for yourself. So we're going to be spiritually minded. Not worldly minded, amen? And when we are, what's it say in here? Romans chapter 8, look at verse 5. Those who live according to the sin nature, or you could put in there in other translations, the flesh, or the world system, amen? You could put that in there. Have their mind set on what nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the, see how it's capitalized here, Holy Spirit, they have their, and this is what we were talking about, mind is set, solidified in thinking about the Word. This seems to be the hardest thing in Christianity to do. And one of the devil knows if he can get a hold of your thoughts, he can derail the Word of God in your life. So what's he constantly doing to you? He's giving you those negative arguments, those pretensions, and all those things we talked about. My assignment from God is take authority over my thoughts. Before it comes in action, it's a thought first. Amen? If you meditate and premeditate and think about and think about and think about that negative thought, what happens? Eventually, you'll step out and act upon it. God wants us to cast down, take authority of our thoughts, put in the delete button. How do you do it? Pray in the Spirit. Start praising God. Start worshiping. Start quoting Scripture. Whatever the Holy Spirit gives you to do, nullify that negative thought, pick it out of there, and throw it away. Amen? You have the ability to do that. The enemy violates you by putting all these lies in there. And you have to take authority over those lying devils and those things around you and start exercising your right and privilege as a believer. I am a believer. I am not carnally minded. I do not think as the world does. You know, there's a lot, the world's out there trying. It's making its pitch. It's giving you all the platforms. It's telling you all the reasonings, giving you all the things why you should obey it. And Jesus just says, I have come that you may have life worth living. Amen? Not the... The world offers false promises. Amen? Remember that kid's show, Empty Promises, the one guy on there? He would always give them all this stuff, but at the end of it, they'd go, this isn't any fun, right? Give you everything you want, and then when you get it all, you go, I didn't want this anyway. Who brings real joy to your life? And what really brings peace to you? Is it the Lamborghini, the latest cell phone? did you get the latest copy of that video game? What's the name of it? Mortal Kombat or something like that? Or, you know, death, destruction. Man, isn't that cool? No, that stuff does not satisfy. And it's like a soap opera. Used to watch, what was it, the one at 12 o'clock 30 years ago, Days of Our Life or whatever, right? You could watch it, and you could watch it, you could not watch it for 5 years and turn it on and pick it right back up again. The same storyline hasn't changed. They never get out of the mess they're in. Amen? That's a picture of the world. You're in the desert for 40 years and you're not getting anywhere. But thanks be to God, we are those whose minds are set and controlled by the Spirit of God. And guess what happens? It's amazing. When the path is there and it's taken them 40 years and all they had to do is walk 3 days in this straight line and they'd have made it. Amen? That's where we are with God. You don't have to wait 40 years. That's a lie from the devil, amen? Just look and see what God is saying and walk. 2 seconds later, you got it, amen? If you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, amen? He says here, the mind of the sinful man or the man controlled by the world is death. But you, praise God, saints, are not in that category, are you? Your mind is controlled by the Spirit, and this is what you enjoy. Life and peace. That's the shalom of God. That's real peace right there. You could be sitting in the middle of a hurricane, but you're like in the eye of the storm. How come you're so peaceful? How many have ever heard that before? When all hell is breaking loose in your life, and they go, how can you smile? How can you have joy? How can you be so peaceful? Don't you know what's happening to you? Don't wake me up. I'm in peace because God has arrested my soul. Amen? And he says in the Word, if you keep your mind fixed on him, he will bring you and keep you in perfect peace. Thinking about Jesus. Casting down the lie. Oh, that debt, that bill, that sickness, that disease, this, that, the kid's messed up, that's doing that, and this is doing that, the boss is mad. No, Jesus is in control. I'm going to rest. Lord, take care of my problems for me. It's that simple. It's that simple. He says, how come it took you so long to ask? Amen. Go ahead and ask him. He's got it. He's got the power. He's got the resources. We don't have them, but we do because he's got them. Amen. Can't do it on our own. I need Jesus. I need him more than he needs me, right? Amen. Hallelujah. That's a revelation. The sinful man is hostile to God. Whenever you see somebody being attacked in Christianity, they're not mad at you. Who are they mad at? They're mad at the Holy Spirit. They're mad at the Word. They're mad at the truth. Amen? They don't want to be exposed. That 500-watt light's going to shine on them. And they're going to come out of their shadows. Amen? But you know what? We don't have no condemnation because go ahead, let the light shine. There's nothing here. I'm free. Jesus paid the penalty for me. Amen? No strings attached. Hallelujah. Amen. Good place to be. That's true liberty right there. When you've been set free, hallelujah. And it wasn't anything you did. It was him who forgave you everything. Hallelujah. Woo. That's that Connie Witter. Woo-hoo. Or if you want to go with Bill Winston, it's hee-hee-hee. Whatever he does. He gets into that woo-wee or whatever. It's certain people just react to the goodness of God different, that's all. What's your shout? You got to have a unique shout to God, amen? That's our assignment this week. Get a unique shout, hallelujah, whatever it might be, amen? Just to let know, hey, thank you, Lord. You're awesome, Lord. You're a blessing, Lord. Oh, I feel so free, hallelujah, amen. This too shall pass because you got it, Lord. Ooh, what a good prayer that is, amen? Don't ever let the circumstances take authority over you. Let the word take authority over the circumstances. Amen? I'm not under the circumstances. I'm above. I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. Amen? The word and the world does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the flesh or the world, that's not pleasing to God, is it? Because you're not following his ways. So he doesn't get any pleasure out of that at all. He gets pleasure out of you trusting in him and enjoying his power operating in your life. You, however, say, I'm a you whoever, amen? I'm not controlled by the flesh or the world or the devil, but by the Holy Spirit. And it says, if, you can put in there, because the Spirit of God lives in me. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm listening to the Spirit of God. Look at John 14. And I'm being led by him. Allow him to lead you. Allow him to have first place in your decision making. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 17. Oh, glory to God. Or verse 16 says, and I will ask the Father. Jesus, you got red letter? Jesus is talking. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you, me, another counselor to live with you. How many times have you heard, well, you can lose your Christianity. The Holy Spirit will jump out of you. You mess around in the world, you're done. That's not what my Bible says. It says I'm sealed forever. Amen? He says he'll live with me forever. The devil cannot take out of Jesus' hand what is in his hand. Amen? You are there forever, and you don't want to leave anyway. Amen? The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. You should not be concerned when you're telling everybody that's not a Christian how wonderful and great Jesus is to you, because they can't understand that. The only anointing that's on the world is the anointing to bring them from there to the cross. Amen? Your lifestyle, your joy, your peace, your witness, and the word will draw them to a place of saying, I believe Jesus is real. Then from there on, who's going to live inside of them? That counselor will take up residency in any person that says, I accept the work of Christ at the cross. Isn't that wonderful news? You don't have to do anything else but get them to the cross and let them accept that cross. Pray for them after they receive Jesus. And if they want to be discipled and they want to be instructed and they want to be helped, it's ultimately the Holy Spirit's job. Check your own life out. Who mentored you? Who brought you to church? Can you remember? Did you just want to come? Who do you think inspired you to come? You brought me to church, but it was ultimately the Holy Spirit in me. When I went, where did I go to church? When I first got saved, you know where I went to church? Catholic church. Then I would come to the Spirit-filled church with her as an assignment to just, you know, be nice. But after 6 months of going to both churches at the same time, who do you think spoke to my inner man? Holy Spirit says, look around you at this Catholic church. They're all Nobody's doing anything. The other church is alive. The word's going forth. You're learning how to grow. You're doing this, that, and the other. The counselor was working. Amen? He doesn't stop. Every day he's there for us. We haven't all arrived. Nobody's arrived yet. Amen? We're still on a journey. We're still walking with him. We're still cooperating with him. And he has given us truth because this is the key to the world. The world doesn't have truth, but you have, the next verse, 17, the Spirit of truth. The world can't accept certain things, and they wonder why. You shouldn't be frustrated with that. They can't reason it out of in their mind. Well, after all, this, that, and the other thing, and they try to add it all up, and they come up with zero, and they can't figure out nothing because they don't have the Spirit of truth that helps you and I. Amen? Well, I can't see what's so bad about two men living with each other. Well, you don't have the Spirit of truth, and you haven't looked at the statistics on how that lifestyle kills people. It's not a God-ordained thing, is it? Well, that's just an example, but how many thousands of other things that you know to be true that the world can't accept? I was listening to the rabbi. I like, you see, just before I come to church on Sunday, I listened to the rabbi. He was talking about creation. He said some trillions of years ago, something exploded and the world was formed. He says, but where did the explosion come from? Right? God has always been and always will be. We can't figure him out. But you look at nature itself, it's so perfect. I mean, no one could create a tree. No one. He says, if you take 5 gallons of paint and you put them on a table and you throw them on the floor and you come back and there's a beautiful picture of a landscape and a dock and river and a family standing there, you'll say, how did that happen? That's a miracle. There's no way that you can take 5 gallons of paint and throw it out on a highway and have a beautiful picture emerge. But that's what the evolution people want you to believe. Gotta be a God. Amen. The God of the Bible and the Lord is real. Amen. And he's living inside of you. What a great honor to have him live in you. Look at verse 25. Of this same chapter. I have spoken all this while I'm with you. Jesus, right? Oh, I wish I lived when Jesus walked the earth. No, you don't. You ladies do not want to have lived back then. No, us men either. Amen? No AC, right? No bathrooms, no showers. I ain't going to go any further than that, but you can just let your mind think on that for a while, right? Yeah. Just a bucket. If you were lucky, you had a bucket, right? But the counselor, who is he? Second time in this chapter. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father's going to send in my name, will teach you what? If you don't have a thought or an idea on how to do a certain job, who's going to teach you? How are you going to know how to do something? I think the greatest thing our Father gets out of us is fellowship. That's what he created us for. But when we sit down and we start a project and we say, Father, you know I'm no good at this. Help me do this. He loves that. Think of your own kids. When you got to teach them how to go fishing or play ball or whatever it is you taught your children, you know, maybe pound a nail into a board or, you know, use the saw correctly. Wasn't that cool when, you know, you're there and you're doing it good and then the kid, you know, he messes everything up and you go, oh, wait a minute, do it this way. Go a little slower. You know, that's what... My youngest son, he thought his name was Slow Down. Because he says, Dad, remember, what's the number one rule? The number one rule for Stephen was, go slow. Because he was like, He was like a live wire, a jetpack, man. All right, what's the number one rule, Stephen? Go slow. But that's where we get our love to our children. How much more do you think our Heavenly Father, when He is getting that kind of love from, that's why we were created. Oh, if I pray 24 hours, He'll love me. No. If I do this, that, and the other thing for you, Lord, you'll love me. No. Will you help me? Ah, that's what I want. Show me how to do this, Dad. I love you, Dad. That's what melts His heart right there. Amen? I want you to come over here. Let me put my arm around you and show you how to do this. That's why we love, because of His love to us. He put that in us so much that we want to emulate that to our children. And you know what? Our children grow up, you see them with their kids, you see the same thing happening when they put their arm around their child. I mean, the other day, Dane and Stephen were over, and it was every 5 minutes, Dane would say, I love you, Dad. He says, I love you too, Stephen. I love you too, Dane. Boy, that I was over there getting more out of that than they were. That was awesome. When I was a kid, I couldn't say that to my father. I mean, now at 90, I mean, from 70 on, I could say, I love you, Dad, and he says, I love you too. That's about all I could get out of him. That's 70, finally, he said it, right? But that's what we want. Arms around us, a hug, right? So this is what we get when we have intimate fellowship with Jesus. This is what He created us for. And then after that, it's, what do you want to do, son? What do you want to do, daughter? You've got unlimited resources. I want to help you do whatever you want. Amen. You want to do this? Here. You want to do that? Oh, don't leave me out of it. I want to be part, right? I want to help you. Allow me to help you. Amen. That's what it's all about. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So we're going to get into this intimate relationship with our God. And when that happens, everything falls into place. That's when He talked about in Matthew chapter 6, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What is that? Intimate fellowship with me. All things have been given to you as well. Amen. If you got the best, everything else is secondary, but it's included. Amen. Comes with bread. Remember Bill Winston talking about that? He was talking about a lady that bought a dinner at some fast food place. And he was talking about God's package of blessings that you get. And the woman, when she got her meal, she opened the bag and said, does bread come with this? Healing comes with your package. Amen? Prosperity comes with your package. Amen? Joy, peace, all those things come with your package. Amen. We get the whole package. He leaves nothing out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 6 here. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not a message of wisdom of this age. We are not living in the world. It's not the universities that we think we got to go to and spend $60,000. I don't even have a check later. How much are you spending a year over there, Evan, to get your diploma? It's crazy, a lot, but God's got you covered. Amen? Well, you're going to get it all back hundredfold, but it shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't have to spend that kind of money to get an education, right? Hallelujah. We speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not of this age or the rulers of this age. What's happening to all these wonderful kings and principalities and all these monarchs? What's happening to them? They're coming to, God says, they ain't going to be around forever. But guess what? The kingdom of God is going to be here forever. But the world stuff ain't going to be here forever. Amen? Thank God we're on the right team. Amen? No, we speak God's secret. You got secret wisdom in you. Amen? It's been hidden. And that God, Tim was hitting on a little bit this morning, revelation for today. Amen? 200 years ago, 300 years ago, 1,000 years ago, they didn't have the same revelations that we have today. God has hidden those things for us at the proper time, in the proper seasons, in the proper move of God. He imparts these revelations to the body of Christ to get the job done. Amen? We're getting closer and closer and closer and closer to Him. Returning for His church. Spot, no spot or wrinkle, right, Tim? That's where we're heading. Boy, when that happens, it's going to be lightning bolt out of here. You ready? Hallelujah. The rulers of this age that are coming to nothing know we speak God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that's hidden, that God destined for our glory, my glory, way before the beginning of time. Yeah, we've been on the planet two years since Jesus was resurrected. 2 days, I mean, 2 days. A day is like 1,000 years. We've been here 2,000 years. In heaven's time, 2 days. Yeah, what happens on the third day, Joe? Resurrection, hallelujah. Woo, woo-wee, all that and everything else. None of the rulers understood it. Way back when Jesus got crucified, Pilate, the Pharisees, all those zealots, they didn't have a clue. What did they do to Jesus? But if the devil knew what he was doing, never, ever, ever, ever would have done that. He sunk his own boat by doing that. Amen? That's the wisdom of our God. None of the rulers of his age understood it, for if they would have, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. However, as it written, no eye has seen and no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Well, you never know what God's going to do. What about verse 10? Thank God for verse 10. Amen. But God has, say, God has revealed. And how does he do it and keep it a secret for us? In his spirit in you. If God gives you something that says, look, this is for you, just keep it under your hat for a while, that must be the hardest thing to do. When that madman got delivered of all them devils, what did Jesus tell him? Now, don't go telling anybody about this. What did the first thing he did? He told everybody. Man, we're getting to a place where we're learning, though, right? Not to throw our pearls before swine, but be led. This is the hardest thing. I heard this message years ago about the dogs that were trained in the airports to sniff out drugs, the German shepherds. They made them smell the dope, and they throw it out there, and they go run after it and get it and bring it back. Oh, they know that smell, and then they smell that. They run and get that and bring it back. And he said, about the fifth lesson was throw it out there, and now stay. Don't get it. And he said the dog would just about strangle itself trying to break the collar to get it. God's saying, look, that's a revelation I want you to hold on to. Don't break the collar yet. Wait, and then, all right, go get it and bring it back. How many of us have learned that type of obedience? None. But that's what God's bringing us to. It's like, I want to lay hands on that person, they're sick. Say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Pray for that person for 2 days in the spirit. I got to prepare something ahead of time. And then when I'm ready, I'll let you know when to go over there. See, we're learning. See how we're being taught We're being more patient. We're being more sensitive, you know? I mean, our Baptist brothers and sisters, they just want to tell everybody they're going to hell and throw a track in their face. There's more, you can got to be more sensitive to that, don't you? Right? You turn more people off. I mean, some people want to bomb the abortion clinics. No, that's not the way to do it. Right? We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit searches how many things? There's nothing that He doesn't know about. Isn't that good about God? Everything you do, He knows about it. But you know what? He's already forgiven you too. Hallelujah. Searches all things, even the deep things. That's kind of hard to understand, huh? Get a revelation of that. You screw up, you screw up, you screw up, and God says, I forgive you. I love you. Get up, try again. Come on, I love you, Joe. Come on. You can get it. I can do it. Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden that love overtakes you. And oh my goodness. Whoo! Hallelujah. For who among men know the thought of a man except a man's spirit within him? I don't know what you're thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking. But the Holy Spirit does. Amen? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And you know what? This is the way God is with us. He loves us so much. He says, my spirit knows my thoughts, and I'm going to let you have my spirit. Why? You have not received the things, the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God that is from God. Why? So that you may understand what God has freely given us. If we in the body of Christ read this and really take this to heart, there would be no more confusion. He tells us exactly what we want to know. But how many of us receive it and embrace it and walk in it? We got to do that. Create and have that relationship. Amen? Well, we're going to derail right there. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're walking by. We're hearing, we're obeying, and we're being intimately drawn by your Spirit daily, Lord. Freely you have given, freely we have received. And we're believing for the John 14:12 reality that the things that Jesus has done, we too shall do, and greater works. As we mature in the things of the Spirit, Lord, as we grow, getting our minds renewed to all the revelation that you've poured into us, Lord, that we have this walking on water faith, that we'll be into the place of the gifts of the Spirit where they flow freely in our lives, that we're not, you know, looking at them as trophies, but we're accepting them as part of our supernatural reality with you. That we have put your super on our natural, and we're using it for the glory of God. We give you thanks and praise for it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you on the TV. Amen. Everybody blessed, healed, delivered, free, prosperous, joyful, all the above. Father, bless the food on the other side. Bless our time of fellowship. Bless the rest of our week. And let us be more intimately led by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.